What's good, everybody? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, episode 22. Hopefully everybody's doing okay. Positive vibes and staying
high and right.
How you been doing, honey? You staying high and right in this midst of pandemic and everything else going on in the atmosphere?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have to.
Have to. Is it your coping mechanism?
It is. I'm going to blow my top.
Wait a minute. You can blow my top.
Okay. Won't turn that down.
Since you just took your retainers out. Right. Hopefully everybody's doing okay. Hopefully everybody's had a good week or having a good weekend. Whenever you decide to listen to our podcast, we appreciate every one of you guys that do. You know what time it is. What do you want to start with first? You want to start with the garden update, or do you want to start with the Gina's family update?
I don't care. Shoot, which one?
Let's talk about sex, baby. No, let's talk about
you and me.
All the good things and bad things that come with this podcast.
No shit.
All right, so what's been up, Debbie Downer?
Totally downer because I'm exhausted.
Yes.
Just extremely exhausted.
Tell everyone why.
It's just the day in, day out, day in, day out.
Yeah. Of taking care of your grandparents.
Like, doesn't end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's three of them and one of me. Like, you know, my aunts and uncles, my dad, you know, three of them to one of me. And I'm doing it all and I'm just like,
about fuck ready. Y'all, that's what you want. Just tell the truth.
Right. I'm about ready to explode here. I mean, it's like I asked for a day. I'm like, can somebody give me a day? And I get, oh, well, we might come by 9 o'clock. In the morning? No, at night. Oh, okay. That's not a day.
Yeah, not even close. A lot of people sympathize with that because there's a lot of people, like I've told you too, and I've said previously on the podcast, that there are people that take care of their elderly family,
mm-hmm.
and it can be stressful. It takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot of your time. It takes a lot of patience. All the above.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. Because I hear some guys too that I work with, their wives are in similar positions with taking care of family mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and how it can be kind of stressful. And some days are better than others, like anybody. I mean, we're all human.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But, yep, you've been taking care of your grandparents. They definitely appreciate it. And they know how much it's been stressful on you, because even your grandma will be talking shit sometimes.
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm.
She does.
So what kind of funny has she said any new shit this week? I'm sure she has. She always saying some slick ass shit.
She was trying to tell me a little bit of history on Poppy's side, but she's like, I don't know. I don't know very much.
So, I don't know the motherfuckers. No.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, well, I know Dorothy, which is my Grandma Brown, my great-grandma.
Gina's got a lot of step-grandparents.
I got tons of
step-great-grandparents.
I got tons of grandparents. They're all over the place.
Y'all like some black people.
Jesus. Well, I guess she was afraid of her mom, which would be...
Afraid of her mom?
Which would be Poppy's grandmother. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Nana... I don't think Nana ever really got to know the... grandmother.
So what was he afraid of her mom for? Or what was she afraid of her mom for? Was she gangster?
I don't know. From what Nana said, she was just a really short, plump, flat, fat lady.
Well, we know where she stands.
She's like, I don't know why she was mad. She wasn't afraid of anybody. You know, Dorothy wasn't afraid of nobody.
One of those little people that want to fight the world, huh?
And grandma, like, well, great grandma Brown, she was like really, really tall. That's what Poppy was tall. And I think that's where the tallness comes from is, you know.
His side of the family. Yeah.
Because they were all over 6 foot, mm-hmm. 6 foot or higher.
Yeah.
And I mean, even grandma Brown, she's way up there high.
You don't know how tall?
No. But in all the pictures, they were all like the same height. So I was 6 foot.
All albino ancient hominids.
And I had a lot of Grandma Brown's shoes, and they only went up an inch. So I know her height was really there. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, so she wasn't afraid of anybody. But she said, oh, Ray's grandmother, she was definitely afraid of her.
Well, is she mean or something? You
just don't know. I don't know.
She's just short and fat, and that's where your grandma stands.
That's where she left it. Like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, everybody has their opinions on family members.
I was like, so was there a whole bunch of brothers and sisters, or was it just, you know, great grandpa Brown? Because it'd be my great grandpa Brown and then his father. Mm-hmm. I said, so was there a lot of them? He says, yeah.
Who said this? Your grandpa?
So my mm-hmm. grandpa Brown, my great grandpa Brown, right. had, was it 3 sisters and another brother? Mm-hmm. So there was 5 of them total. Mm-hmm. And I guess the story goes, the youngest one was a girl. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really talk about it much because they were all mad about it. The younger one got married. And when she got married, they talked the Browns into opening up a drugstore. Mm-hmm. In the Kansas or Lawrence area or Kansas City. I think the Kansas City area.
Mm-hmm. KC Wyandotte.
Yeah. And something happened and it took all of the Browns' money. So she divorced him and remarried.
Another dude with money.
Yeah. So everybody was mad. And so the only story that Nano had of everybody was the youngest daughter took all the Browns' money. So I'm like, okay. So she's like, I don't know what happened to the farm and everything.
Oh, damn.
I was like, oh, okay. It was funny because they did name the street because the farm was built and then they had a street and they named it Brown Street. Mm-hmm. So they were in Salina for, you know, when Salina started.
Yeah.
So it was pretty funny. She lost all their money.
And the only thing you have to show for it is a street named after you.
So the Browns are broke. We have no money.
Shit.
And that's why. Because this great, great, great aunt lost it all. So, yeah. That's all I know about the Browns.
Yeah, well, that's quite the hell of a story. Right. What's up with the garden these days? What's happening out there?
It's just flourishing.
Hopefully you're out there doing what you can to grow your own food. We talked about it on last week's episode.
Yeah. We got a couple. Things are shutting
down. You better be growing some food.
Yeah. We're still learning. I mean, the cool thing that I just learned, I don't know if it's probably fucking cool, but
we'll find out.
It's probably pretty fucked up.
Are you going into this chamomile?
Yeah. My chamomile. It's
growing little shop of horrors on it.
It was doing this really great stuff, and it was like flourishing, and I'm like picking the shit and just picking my flowers and drying them and doing my shit. And then all of a sudden this weird stuff started growing, and it started getting fat.
And it started saying, feed me, Seymour, feed me.
Really darker green.
I need blood.
And, you know, the flower heads started just like mutating and just becoming 2 heads. And it was just really, really, really weird. And so, and I kept asking on all different sites. I kept, you know,
at different my groups, school Facebook site, groups.
My, you know, plant ID and discussion sites. I mean, I'm like asking and asking and asking, and nobody's answering.
Nobody's responding, yeah.
Nobody is. So I finally get on my Green Wisdom And I asked there, and one person said, oh my God, mine is doing the same thing. And I'm like, oh my God, what is it? She's like, I don't know. I'm hoping somebody will respond. And I'm like, me too. And, you know, and I'm like, still waiting. Everybody's just stupid. And I'm like, waiting. I'm like, somebody has to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I posted 4 pictures, detailed pictures. I'm like, somebody's got to know.
Somebody got to actually know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yes. And finally, I posted, because I posted in the Green Wisdom site, and she finally, after like 4 days, thank you, bless her heart, finally responded to me and told me exactly what it was. And I'm like, oh.
Finally.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Jesus, Lord, I knew something was fucked up with it. It is mutating. I was like, hell yeah, I'm mutating. Okay, but it was called fasciation.
At least that's what we think it's pronounced as.
I know, I haven't put it into my, please pronunciate for me.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, enunciation of that shit.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. But it's just a really weird thing. And that is, you know, and I Googled every word that I can come up to describe what it was doing. And not one, Google sucks. Not one time did that word or anything like that come up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was just awesome to just have a name of what's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, people that are gardening, they're trying to do that with a lot of different things that goes on in the garden that look weird.
Mm-hmm.
Should have just called Rick Moranis.
A lot of times, I'm not saying Google doesn't work all the time. Google works a lot. At least gives you a route that you can take, and then you can just feel your gut and go for it and see what happens. And if it fucked up,
go down a rabbit hole of information.
Should have went down the rabbit hole a little bit further. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just trial and error on your own behalf, because maybe your shit's different than the neighbors. Or, you know, maybe your flowers don't like you. I got a lot of flowers that haven't liked me.
A lot of plants.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Oh, and the other thing, I learned what those squiggly little lines are.
Leaf miner.
Leaf miners.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. See, learning every day.
Yeah, you always learn something yesterday. New, especially in the garden.
Every day, mm-hmm. You learn something. And yep. It's, God damn it, I got to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's growing up your marshmallow plant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's just cool learning what stuff are and, you know, how you can treat it organically and, you know, work your way up and...
Mm-hmm. And then eventually get to what you said last week. Just say fucking let nature take its course.
Right.
Why are you singing a whole different tune this week?
On certain things.
Yes,
like I was the prettiest caterpillar, I would say. It was all white and it was just so fuzzy, eating the fuck out of my marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. It looked like a line of coke.
So, yeah, ate the fuck out of it. And I'm like, dude, you're so fucking cute. I can't kill you. So I took the leaf off, picked a couple more others that he ate, and put them all together and put them on the ground. And hopefully he'll eat those and not go back to my plant.
And that's where he is, I'm sure, right now.
Probably. I'll have to go check. But, yeah.
As if that frog didn't eat it first.
Right. I don't know, but it was pretty, pretty, very pretty.
Yeah, we got a frog in the garden now.
Yeah, Gullah.
yeah, that we talked about last week. Yeah. And we're growing mushrooms that we didn't plant.
Yeah, now we're growing mushrooms. See, you never know. And I can't figure out which mushrooms so these are. I don't know.
If they ain't psychedelic, I don't care.
I think they're inedible. That's all I see, is inedible.
Yeah, but it is a process of learning. Every year is a new challenge, is what I say, you know, when it comes to gardening. Every year is a new challenge. I know we talked about it last week, but mm-hmm. If you're out there, I know a lot of people are unemployed right now. A lot of people furloughed, laid off, whatever the case may be. you know, take a little bit of that money to get, you know, you can grow stuff in your crib. You can grow stuff in your apartment. They don't take a whole lot of investment. It doesn't take much. But the way the pandemic is going and these numbers are spiking and going up, you better think about being able to grow some of your own food when shit hit the fan. Because a lot of places are shutting down again. And people are going to start panic buying. And you ain't going to be able to find a whole lot of the stuff that you're used to. I mean, we just went through this a few months ago.
Not only that, prices are increasing.
Prices are ridiculous.
And, you know, I don't know, money's low. And it's a lot of things that you can't afford no more, so you're going to have to do other routes. So it's just making sure that you're planning for your future.
Yeah.
With no matter what's in front of you, you know you'll be okay.
Yeah. It's important to grow food, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to keep reiterating that point. I'm going to keep reiterating that with the way things are going. And people, like I said, I already see it ahead of time because we just seen this movie a few months ago. What's getting ready to happen yet again in certain places. So if you're able to do so, it doesn't take much. Take your $50, you know, buy you a couple plants, start growing a little bit and, you know, working on it from there, figuring it out from there.
Yep.
Learn how to do that because those are the type of skills that eventually you're going to need.
So it was just a container.
Yeah, like I said, bucket, a bowl, anything. As long as you have windows, you can grow something.
Yep.
That's all you need is windows, sunlight, and something to put it in. If you ain't have it, if you don't have a yard, because most people don't have yards to grow food. So, but you could do it from your balcony. You could do it from wherever. I know I'm looking forward to because we're getting ready to get prepped for the later half of this year, for the fall and winter months. We're going to be pulling some stuff out, and like we talked about, we're going to grow some broccoli. We're going to grow kale.
Carrots.
We're going to do some carrots. I'm going to do some potatoes.
Some lettuce.
And I'm definitely doing my lettuce. Definitely doing that. And the Brussels sprouts should be getting it together in the next couple of months.
Yep.
And we'll probably figure out, we'll probably plant some more. I'm going to do some more radishes too. I'm going to do more radish this fall too. Basically the fall crops that we're getting ready, we're going to have to start getting prepared for, especially here in Kansas. In the month of June, or in the month of July and August, that's when a lot of stuff has to go in the ground.
Yep.
Is there something else you want to plant out there?
No, we're just going to plant all those things.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be a few things that I'm going to probably plant probably in October. For to come up for next spring.
Yeah, like what?
Probably my St. John's wort. And a few other ones.
You gonna try to repropagate that one?
Which one?
The St. John's wort that's out there looking like a mess.
No, I think I'm going to just plant a couple seeds in there.
Yeah.
And just start over. See what happens.
We'll tell people about the Datura plant. If you guys check us out on our Instagram page at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast with underscores in between each word, and you can see it in our description.
That shit's going insane. I mean, just we're getting 4 to 5 blooms tonight.
We're going to have 5 tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have a huge amount. We had 4 last night. They're just absolutely gorgeous. They smell amazing. And we put little sacks on the balls.
Yeah, we sack the balls. Yep. Oh, yeah, we had to do that because in order to catch the seeds, because they will pop one of these days.
Yeah, I'm always having to inspect them. Twice a day, 3 times a day, just to make sure I don't see no cracks. Once I see a crack, I clip them off. And I was just like, I got tired of doing that.
And people that don't know what a Datura plant is, it's a flowering plant. And it's in the nightshade family.
Yes.
And it blooms at night.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't bloom during the day. It blooms at night. It kind of reminds me of Dennis the Menace when Mr. Wilson was waiting on that damn flower to bloom after like 70 years or some shit and he missed it.
Yeah.
Ghost, you got to get back, man. Our dog is all underneath me. He's being needy today.
Lay down.
Being needy today. Lay down. Sit your black ass down, man. So what else been going on, baby?
Not much. Just going back and forth in the garden and making dinners, and that's about it.
Yep.
That's all I get time for.
You've been putting a lot of seeds together, too.
A lot of seeds.
Yeah, you've been saving a lot of seeds out of the garden.
Oh, yes. I've been making sure I collect seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure things are what's bolted, watching those bloom and turn into the seed pods. So once those turn brown, we'll collect those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, all sorts of things.
We'll have plenty of Datura seeds.
Yeah, we'll have
plenty. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. I've mailed out a couple seed packets of Datura to a couple people.
Yep. Yeah, you talked about that last week. Yep.
Yeah, I'm mailing out another one next day or two to someone in California.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
They'll definitely see the results, like I said.
Yeah.
They'll definitely see it. Do they see pictures of them, too, when people inquire about the seeds, showing what it looks like, how crazy that shit is?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. They see on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you just made some hair oil yesterday.
Yes, I made some hair oil.
If you don't see what I'm doing right here, I'm trying to get her prepped because Gina's Herbal Kitchen podcast is coming soon.
Yeah.
Yep. So what did you do with hair oil? Tell everybody about that.
I made it.
Yeah, I know you made it, smartass. What's in it?
You got a little bit of everything. I did marshmallow infused oil.
Mm-hmm.
I do that because it's really good for hair and strengthening the hair. And I lost my train of thought.
No, with the marshmallow, you said it's good for strengthening your hair.
Strengthening the hair and softening. So it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
You put tea tree oil in it, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
The tea tree oil is good for your scalp, man.
Hemp seed oil. I did that.
What's hemp seed oil do?
Hemp seed oil.
For your hair.
For your hair.
Mm-hmm.
It is good for your scalp and growing your hair as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you giving me that look?
Because I can't pop these off the top of my head. No. I'm like, shit. I did everything for a certain reason,
practice.
But I can't remember which one I did for which.
It's just practice.
I don't have my book in front of me either.
Yeah, your notes.
So I'm like,
But it's just good practice.
Like, nope, I don't know nothing.
Yeah. But you get ready to make some soaps, too, some more soaps.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Because I watch you do it, and you use, like, beeswax and what else?
Oh, the soaps?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I use different scents, and then this depends. I use shea butter or goat's milk, either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to making this fall? Anything that you have your sights set on? I mean, you're attempting to make smudge sticks right now.
Yeah, I am. I did make one, and it was kind of a failed attempt. Because
it was your first time trying it, too.
Well, no, they got too dry.
In the greenhouse.
I wasn't able to get them together too much, because I only wanted them in the greenhouse overnight. And because I don't want them in during the day, because it gets to like 150 in there.
it's a straight up dry sauna in that bitch.
Yeah. Well, that next morning I completely blanked it. So, they stayed in the 150. So they got a little crispy. They didn't want to hug each other. So yeah, we'll try it again though.
Yeah,
probably next week.
If you want to ward off evil spirits in your home.
Yeah, they're just a nice
If you want to get rid of all that negative energy mm-hmm. your spouse comes home with some days.
Yeah.
Explain what a smudge stick is.
It's just an oversized incense, really. But you can do it for, you can use it for a lot of different things. You can use it to, you know, help you sleep or
like an aromatherapy relax too.
You or yeah, or
tell the poltergeist to kiss my dick.
Yeah, clear the energy or you know, add certain energy or you know, they can do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Now,
normally, I didn't know that that's what they were actually called. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, what's a smudge stick? I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm like, a smudge stick, you know.
And I'm like, what?
Sticking just herbs.
Sticking a dinkle up the backside? Is that a smudge stick? I mean, oh, I don't know.
No.
Look where my head went. That's what I was like. I'm like, what
that's
you need?
A U-turn.
I'm like, what you need one of those for? We need to have a discussion.
No.
But normally what I think of, too, it's kind of like sage. Mm-hmm. When people have the wrapped around sage with the twine and everything
that is
around
a
it.
Smudge stick.
I know. That's what I was like. A smudge. Okay. So that's what it's called. A smudge stick.
Yeah.
Okay. So what can you make smudge sticks out of? Just whatever you decide to make it out of?
Yeah. You can make
you
it
do
out
whatever
anything.
You want.
So like I did, you know, I did lavender. I did the holy basil. I did... let's see, lemon verbena, a sage, mm-hmm. but I did our variegated sage.
The variegated golden sage.
And then I did some thyme in it. And it smells beautiful.
It does smell good.
So I'm excited to light it, but we're going to have to put it in my big...
In one of these cauldrons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case, to see what happens.
People probably think we over here doing some witchcraft and shit. Yeah.
But it smells delightful, so I'm excited to
listen
see
to
what
you.
It smells like.
It smells delightful.
It does.
Yeah, it does smell good. Because when I went in the greenhouse last night, and I was like, what the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. Or was that a couple nights ago? Yeah, it was a couple nights ago. And I was like, what the hell are you doing? And then I was like, it smells good to the motherfucker. I mean, it looks like a loose blunt, but...
Right. It's going to get a lot of airway. So that's what I said. I
don't know if you
go up in like 5 seconds.
I don't know if you can walk around the house with that. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Go catch a house on fire because our house is nothing but wood floors. I think that's a bad idea.
We're in church. <charge.
laughs> It's sure. So what? I don't care about that. I like what we got. I ain't trying to replace a whole bunch of stuff.
No, me neither.
Man. one thing I do want to do this fall and this winter, even though we were talking about doing it going into this year, but everybody knows how 2020 has came to fruition so far,
mm-hmm.
is I do want to make some wine.
Yeah.
I still want to do that because we still have that airlock and everything.
I know. We need to go out to the farm.
Yeah, pick.
Mm-hmm.
Go out to your dad's farm and pick some shit.
Yep.
Take some more pictures.
Yeah, we need to go because I'm going to need to get some elderberry. We can make an elderberry wine.
Elderberry
as
wine.
As well.
Yeah, I'm trying. I want to make all kind of different little wines, man.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how it works. I want to fuck shit up and have the top blow off and spray the top of the kitchen. Seal it and everything.
Okay.
Spontaneous combustion. I guess that happens a lot when you're making wine at home.
Yes, that we hear. Let's try to avoid that.
Yeah.
Do it right.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of good videos we can watch.
Yeah, there is a lot of good information on behind making wine.
Yep.
I want to do that, though. I definitely want to do that.
We will definitely do it.
Anything else you want to try to make this fall, this winter, too? I know there is. It's like, where do I start, right?
I know. I actually want to start getting my line out.
Getting your line out?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
All my oils.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking line. Yeah, you do have to put that out, man. Because people be hitting you up for it.
Yeah.
You was making a re-up batch yesterday.
I know.
Face oils, hair oils, soaps,
night
salves.
Creams.
lotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Gina makes all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been using it.
Yeah.
I've been using it for what? Well, you started really making it the last 3 years. 3 years ago. It was about 3 years ago
perfecting
when you started.
It. Yeah. When I got it
but,
perfected.
But, you know, it's kind of funny because she was about to give up on the whole damn thing.
Yeah, it
took
she me
was
about
frustrated.
2 years.
She was being frustrated.
Took me about 2 years to figure it out.
And finally, the very last batch, she's like, if this fucking shit don't work, I'm fucking through. Fellas, if you're in an interracial relationship with a white woman, you know how they get. You know how angry they get. And especially my Southern Belle here, her old fucking country twang come out and everything. Just all that come out. And she get all kind of pissed off. Well, you did. He's like, I'm so fucking done if this shit don't work out anymore. And I'm just wasting my motherfucking time. And I'm like, oh, God, here she go. And that last batch was magnifique.
Yeah, it was on point.
Perfecto.
I got it.
Yeah, man. And then my feet has been loving it for three, especially the foot cream. That's my shit.
Yeah.
My foot cream. If you're on your feet as much as I am, man, you got to take care of them dogs. I call feet dogs. I got different names for all kinds of shit. You got to take care of them, put them dogs, man.
Yeah.
You got to wash your dogs. You got to lather them, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, don't be afraid just because you're a man, you can't take care of yourself. You can pamper yourself, too, a little bit, even if it's like me. And I just slap it on my feet when I throw my socks and my boots on to go to work every day. But yeah, she makes all kind of different stuff, and it does work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff does work. The arnica spray, and you made a salve out of the arnica too,
mm-hmm.
that we rub on our sore spots because we getting older and stuff.
Yep.
Especially after intercourse, you know, them joints get a little sore, the knees and hips, and
don't feel good.
That's when you know, like, hey man, you can't do all that contortionist shit no more, bro. Shit, just 10 years ago, just about 10 years ago, man, we was getting busy. We was doing all kind of wild ass shit, man. I'd shit, pick her ass up and all kind of shit, man, at all different places. Legs and ankles, all kind of shit everywhere. Now, shit.
Yep.
Let's get it in while this commercial is going to be in there.
Jesus.
While this commercial's on, let's go ahead and get it in real quick. Roll over. Play dead. It don't matter. That horny go weed. Fellas.
He'll tell you.
That shit works, fam.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's just a part of the evolutionary process of growing older together, man. It's just not as frequent as it used to be. Shit be hurting. Motherfuckers be tired. Heads be hurting. Been a long day. But shit, just the youthful days, man. Yeah, man, them days is over. That shit is over with. But we be having our moments. Where shit get a little intense. Oh, man. But we definitely appreciate you guys that check us out each and every week on our podcast. We appreciate it very much. We've been getting more followers and checking people's stuff out. Different gardens. That's been pretty cool.
That is neat.
Yeah, checking out people's different gardens and different vegetables and different plants that they're growing in the home. So if you have a garden, you have home gardens, if you have house plants, if shit, if you just, even some photographers that we've been getting some follows from, you know, checking out some of their photography of nature and stuff. It's pretty cool. So if you want to continue to share those things with us, man, you know, we appreciate it. We want to check it out and see what's going on. And plus, you know, we're always fishing for information.
Always.
Yeah. So that's pretty damn cool.
Yep.
What's going on? You just looked at the phone and just spaced out.
No, I was going to talk about the... You was going to talk about... I didn't know if you were going to talk about the horny goat wheat. I was going to make sure I had it up.
Say that again.
I said I didn't know if you were going to talk about the horny goat.
And?
So I made sure I pulled it up.
Oh, no, that ain't what you just said. But you can pull it up, too.
Okay, whatever.
What about the horny goat weed?
Oh, I was just... I just didn't know if you were going to bring it up.
No, I wasn't going to go into depth about it.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure.
I just already just, it works.
I was making sure I was
ready. It helps out, man. Oh, shit. But, yep, hopefully everybody, like we said, is doing all right. Everybody's doing okay. Yeah. I know it's tough times for everybody. Everybody's going through a rough, this is just a rough year, period. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. This year is already over.
It is.
This year's pretty much over, and the holidays is already right around the corner. Like, where did that time go? Where did it go? It's fucking nuts. A lot has changed in the last, even just 6 months for us, between the pandemic, between all the unfortunate bullshit that's going on out here, between our other son moving to Texas, our daughter just got her first apartment.
Yeah, congrats.
Congratulations to me, because I'm on that lease too. You better pay your bills, motherfucker. Right. I got a key. I'm walking straight up in that hole.
I'm going to the pool.
Yeah, but a lot has changed in the last 6 months, and it went by in a blur, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. It went by in a blur. But hopefully everybody's doing the best they can. Staying in contact with people that, you know, care about you. That are positive influences in your life. That's most important right now with all the negativity that you talk about. Mm-hmm. You know, don't bring that shit home. Leave that shit outside. You know, keep your living space a positive space.
Yeah.
Keep your living space a positive space, man. Because all the negativity and the rest of this year, I feel like, is we ain't seen nothing yet. Mm-mm. We ain't seen nothing yet. So be prepared. Do the best you can. You know, keep you, you know, check on your mental health. Make sure your mental health is all right. If you're going through some rough times and rough patches like most of us right now are, mm-hmm. You know, do the best you can. You know, get entertained. Have some laughs. Get outside at least once a day. You know, go get some sun. Get you some of that. Yeah, get you some of that dick. Get you some of that vitamin dick. It's good for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's vitamin C, but okay.
Well, I mean. Yeah, we'll keep this a short episode this week. We got a lot going on that we have to do today. We got a lot of things on the agenda that we got to get taken care of.
Yep.
We definitely appreciate you guys checking us out each and every week. Anything you want to say to everybody before we roll, baby?
Nope. Well, I don't think so. It went blank.
That took a long time.
It did, didn't
that
it?
That long pause.
You can flip that pause out.
No. I'll just add some Jeopardy music.
Shit. I'm sorry. I wish I had more. There's just too much. No, just keep your head up.
Yeah. Yep. Stay positive. Do the best you can. Only thing I could talk about real quick is, fellas, protect your wives, protect your daughters out here, man. Mm-hmm. Protect your wives and daughters out here, man. I don't want to go into depth about it. We may talk about it a little more next week. But protect your wives, protect your daughters, man. It's a lot of bullshit going on. Check up on them. Make sure they all right. Make sure you know their whereabouts at all times. Mm-hmm. At all times. Women are the pillar of the family, man. Make sure they good. But thank you, everybody, for checking us out. And we will return next week.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Deuces. Why your neck looking like that?
Like what?
Like it needs something in it.